Your people? No, I'd know if it was. Not that Mr. Molina asked, mind you. He sounded cheerful. Good heavens, anyone would think he doesn't trust you. She shoved back the foil envelope she'd been sleeping in. Sean Wallace offered his hand to help her to her feet. They made their way down the ramp to the ground-floor hall. The seven mercenaries were clustered round the hole in the door, red light shining dully off their artificial skin. Fenton and Ryle were on their feet, growling softly as they were caught in a backwash of agitation coming from their master's mind. Razor and Sewell slipped through the hole as Kelly reached them. "What is it?" she asked. "Horse coming," Pat told her. "Two riders." Kelly peered round him just as Razor and Sewell activated their chameleon circuits and flicked into the landscape. For a few seconds she tracked them, thanks to the circular medical mnemonic packages on the big combat adept's leg, but even that was soon lost among the unsavory coloured grass. It was one of the plough horses favoured by the colonists. A young one, but clearly on its last legs. The neck was drooping as it plodded gamely along, mouth flecked with foam. Razor worked his way unobtrusively down the slope from the tower house towards the animal, leaving Sewell to cover him. His optical sensors showed him the two people on its back. Both wore stained poncho capes cut from a canvas tarpaulin. The man was showing the first signs of age, stubble shading heavy jowls, temples touched with grey, and he'd recently lost a lot of weight by the look of him. But he had a vigour animating his frame which was visible even from Razor's position across the swaying grass. The young boy behind him had been crying at some time. He had also been soaked during the ride, and now he was shivering, clinging to the man in a weary daze. They didn't pose any threat, Razor decided. He waited until the horse was 20 meters away, then switched off his chameleon circuit. The horse took a few more paces before the man noticed him with a start. He reined in the lethargic animal and leaned over its neck to peer at Razor in bewilderment. "What manner of... You're not a possessed. You don't have their emptiness." His fingers clicked. "Of course. Combat boosted, that's what you are. You came down from the starships yesterday." He smiled and whooped, then swung a leg over the horse and slithered to the ground. "Come on, Ralston, you come, boy. They're here. The Navy Marines are here. I said they'd come, didn't I? I told you I'd never give up, Face." The boy virtually fell off the horse into his arms. Razor went over to help. The man was none too steady on his feet either, and one of his hands was heavily bandaged. "Bless you, my son." Horst Elwes embraced the surprised mercenary with tears of gratitude and supreme relief shining in his eyes. "God bless you. These weeks have been the sorest trial my lord has ever devised for this weak and mortal servant. But now you're here after all this time spent alone in the devil's own wilderness. Now we are saved."